Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. It's good to be with you, and hope everybody's doing well. Hope you're following all the guidelines that you think are necessary.
I like the way you worded that, Rick.
Yes.
Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of different opinions on what is and is not necessary in this health crisis that we are going through, but we'll get to some of that in a few minutes. I'm going to introduce the panel tonight. We have Howe and Rainer James with us.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Diane Ruffino.
How you doing?
And Melissa.
Hello.
And of course, we are CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan, grassroots organization advocating for freedom, liberty, the Constitution, lower taxes, fiscal responsibility, and holding our elected officials accountable, and a whole lot of other things. And
One of which is a government that is bound down by the chains of the Constitution.
Well, we would love to have that. Yes, we would.
Mm-hmm. Rick, that you just mentioned about people obeying those rules, social distancing and everything, the way they want to. Well, I went over to Lowe's to buy some plants. And man, I'm going to tell you, that place was packed. Now, they were observing the 6 feet apart from each other as best they could. Some people were wearing masks. I don't think the majority of people were, but some people were. But it was a lot of people there. The parking lot was about full, about like it usually is.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I've got a number of things I want to talk about. And since we're already talking about this topic, one of the things that a lot of people may not be aware of, and that's an event that took place back in October of 2019. It was Event 201, a global pandemic exercise. Now, I bring this up because I think it's very ironic when you look at what the exercise was and also, who was involved in it, all the different players. In October of 2019, a group of 15 business people, government officials, and health experts gathered around a table in New York to plan out the global response to a worldwide outbreak of a never-before-seen and completely fictional coronavirus. It was a training exercise with disturbing similarities in retrospect to 2019 NCOV, the Chinese virus that has swiftly gone global this month. 3.5 hours later, the group finished the simulation exercise, and despite their best efforts, they couldn't prevent the hypothetical coronavirus from killing 65 million people. The fictional coronavirus at the center of the Event 201 simulation, a collaboration between the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, the World Economic Forum, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, was called CAPS, C-A-P-S. And it started with pigs in Brazil before spreading to farmers. Not unlike how 2019 coronavirus reportedly began with animals before spreading to people. In the simulation, CAPS infected people all across the globe within 6 months. And by the 18th month mark, it had killed 65 million people and triggered a global financial crisis. The players in the Event 201 simulation included health experts from the United Nations, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as several academics and representatives from private companies. In other words, they were the same types of people likely to plan the world's response to a real-life coronavirus pandemic. That makes the exercise's devastating outcome particularly troubling, but according to Event 201's organizers, the purpose of the simulation wasn't to stir up fear. Instead, they hoped it would serve as a learning experience, highlighting both the potential impact of a pandemic as well as current gaps in our preparedness for one. Now, I just think it's very ironic that all this was going on. Now, some of the names that weren't mentioned here were the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who was financing it. I think Johns Hopkins here was mentioned. We're recording this Wednesday night. Later on tonight at 9 o'clock on Glenn Beck, he's doing a special report on this. I can't wait to see it because he's going to not only reveal all the players that were involved in it, but the irony of the fact that those same players are the ones that are making the decisions now for how our country moves forward and how we respond to it.
Well, so, really, aren't they making recommendations and using the media to try to make it seem like it should be the decision?
Well, that's one way of putting it, but actually some of them are making the decisions. According to what he said on his promo this morning. I'll find out more about it tonight. Diane?
I have a question. You said the purpose was to look at what should happen if there was a new coronavirus let loose and if it became a pandemic. At the time, did they suspect that the Wuhan Institute was working on a coronavirus that may be somehow released?
No, I think they think they're trying to portray it as being totally coincidental, which I find very ironic.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Well, that's all I'm going to read on that. That's enough information for people to ponder and to get online and do your research. Because there's a lot of information out there to be found. Hal?
You said that you're going to watch Glenn Beck. How do you watch him? I hear him on the radio, but I don't know how to watch him.
Well, you have to subscribe to The Blaze.
Oh, okay.
Or if you have Cloud TV with One America News and some other channels, he's been added to that, so you can watch him on the Cloud TV, KLOWD, or you subscribe to The Blaze. Sometimes he also puts them on his YouTube channel, but I believe this one's just for subscribers tonight. Rainer?
I've got an observation to make, and that is that scenario you described, the pretend one, was horrendous. This one was projected to be horrendous. So far, the result seems to be that we're getting something like a 98% cure rate. There are many people getting the virus who are showing no symptoms, but they do seem to get antibodies that appear to be making them not susceptible to it anymore. It's horrible that people are dying, but the number of people who have had this virus so far is running behind the seasonal flu. And for that, we have torn up the greatest economy human beings have ever known. Something seems to be out of whack to me.
Yes, it does. There's a whole lot in this, as I was saying, that people need to go out and do their own research on and investigation. Tied to these, and a lot of people call them conspiracy theories, which is their natural reaction if they're on the left. Anything anybody on the right says is a conspiracy theory. But do your own research, let the facts come out, and maybe you'll uncover something that you were totally unaware of. I think that's a good thing for everybody to to be doing nowadays is digging deeper for yourself, because we know that the fake news, and we know by now for sure that much of it is fake news, can't be relied on. So you need to rely on your own intelligence and good common sense to go out and find out the truth for yourself. Diane?
I think the initial restrictions were a good idea so that we can learn and become educated about the coronavirus. And that's how we knew that certain populations were more at risk than others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the elderly, these are the immunocompromised. And, well, you know, we learned all that and we realized we can't interact with those people and we have to make sure that they're quarantined and kept safe. But when you continue and say, well, we're going to go through the summer, we're going to add this, we're going to do that. Now it's ridiculous because people have to be able to think for themselves and act accordingly. And to punish those that are not at risk is just, it's insanity. It really is.
Yeah. Reiner?
I agree with Diane. And I failed to say that when I went on my tirade a second ago. Yes, we did need to learn what we've learned. What I was saying is the things that we have learned. So, of course, we had to be careful while that information was being uncovered. But now we know it. Now it's time to make some changes.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll pick up on another topic when we come back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we were talking about the coronavirus and about some war games that went on back in October using a similar scenario and the irony of that. And Mary, you brought up interesting facts about how things haven't gone exactly how they were predicted.
Well, in the when we first started dealing with this, all the projected models were totally scary. You had something like 120,000 people with coronavirus, and all those models have turned out to be false. But our initial lockdown was based on those models. Now, one thing we have learned is that during the outbreak of the coronavirus, it's being in a nursing home is not a good place to be, because that's been one of the places that's had a problem. But we've also learned that people can have the virus and not even know they have the virus and recover from it. And there's a concept called herd immunity, which is what we need to develop. Unfortunately, keeping us in quarantine is not allowing us to develop that.
That's right. Absolutely. Go ahead, Rainer.
Well, the initial idea, if we think back, was not to prevent it, people from getting it so much as to slow the rate at which they got it, because so hospitals wouldn't be overwhelmed. And it just didn't develop at that rate at all. So we either were wildly successful or it was never going to be at that pace to begin with.
Yeah, we kept hearing them talk about the curve and flattening the curve so it doesn't peak so high and things like that.
Bob?
I'm curious, when they did that that test or that the modeling, did they ever think about the destruction that it would have on the, quote, income to the states, the tax income? Did they ever look at that factor? Did they ever decide that, maybe the states should stop their spending rather than doubling their spending?
I can't say for sure exactly how they looked at that. Now, the event has a website, Event201. And they have select video. I find it interesting that they say select videos from it. In other words, they picked what they wanted us to see. and those videos are available that you can go and do some research there on. Melissa.
Yeah, I have a question that, and I must be missing something, if you guys could help me out with it. What, you know, we're seeing that these hospitals are overrun, and in these large cities, you know, everyone's so busy. And why are there so many news stories out there that hospitals are cutting staff, putting people on furlough, cutting their benefits plan? One hospital entirely shut down. I don't understand. It seems to me like hospitals would be doing great in the middle of a pandemic. So what am I missing?
Well, they were tooling up the hospitals for the pandemic. The pandemic didn't explode like they were expecting. So now they've got all these empty hospital beds, and they're bleeding for money is the reports I'm hearing. Because the people they would normally have in the hospital are not going to the hospital. They can't. If it's an elective procedure, or, you know, unless it's a life or death critical situation, I guess they won't take them in.
What I'm seeing is that they have, everything was wrapped around, you know, being prepared for this pandemic, putting all the resources into it. You've amped up the fear so much that people who would normally go to the hospital are not. They're opting not to because they're terrified. And that's just another drawback of all of this, is that now these critical care that, you know, that normal people need, it's not there now.
Right, right. Hal?
Our sponsor, Dr. Jay Singleton, he's closed his office entirely. It hasn't been open now for some time. So I don't know what's happening there. Are they doing surgery in the hospital, or they're just not doing it?
Just not doing it, right.
Elective surgery has been canceled, but unfortunately, abortions are still allowed.
Right. You mean that's not elective?
Evidently not.
Well, it's whatever they want it to be.
Y'all have brought up some interesting points, Melissa, you did, on the fear. And where's that fear coming from? It's a constant bombardment by the media of all these dire things that are going on and could go on. And there's a lot of disparity. You now have these groups that are going and protesting, saying we need to start the thing, start the states back up, reopen the states, get commerce going again. They're getting bashed by people who say, well, you're being inconsiderate of all the rest of us that are trying to do the right thing. And it's turning into a back and forth. Yeah. And media is responsible for that, Diane.
We brought up about the abortion thing. And, you know, I've been thinking about this because it, at first it sounded like, oh, you know, preventing people from getting an abortion, yet you're allowing people to get abortion. But think about it. If we prevent people from getting abortions and we prevent it for, you know, a month, 2 months, you know, these women are going to get an abortion anyway. If they want the abortion, they're going to get it. And so if you prevent them from getting it, say, at, 20 weeks, well, you're going to let them have it at 28 weeks or 30 weeks, they're going to have the abortion. And as we all know from, you know, from everything out there, the baby can feel as it gets older, it can feel more and more. So it's more humane to let them abort the baby as early on as possible. That's the only thing I can think of. And it is offensive to even think about it, but that's what I'm trying to wrap my mind around.
Right. Well, I'm going to get back to the media aspect here because an article has come out on April 22nd, which is today, the day we're recording. And it's by CVine News Network. It's been vetted for accuracy. And they have a video there, but I'm not going to play that. And it's about the fake news, the Mockingbird operation that we've talked about before in the past. In 1975, the Church Committee, Foreign and Military Intelligence Final Report, examining the CIA's use of the U.S. media covert operations, says in examining the CIA's past and present use of the U.S. media, the Church Committee finds two reasons of concern. The first is the potential inherent in covert media operations for knowingly manipulating or incidentally misleading the American public and government officials. The Church Committee took public and private testimony from hundreds of people, including large amounts of files from the FBI, CIA, NSA, and IRS. Within these files, there is a section that focuses on the intelligence community's involvement with the U.S. media. Now, this was way back then. The CIA and the FBI knowingly had operations to insert misinformation agents and misinformation into the U.S. media to control what the public citizens would believe as unbiased information and render it as fact. By the late 1970s, there were more than 400 CIA and FBI personnel posing as reporters in the mainstream media. The news was now controlled by the intelligence community. The CIA and FBI later stated that Operation Mockingbird and other operations like it had all been terminated. This statement was a huge lie. The modern mainstream media is the same thing as the church's power in the 1300s, in which they control the information and they don't like it when people disagree with them. In fact, if someone who disagrees with them gets popular enough, they oftentimes resort to smear campaigns and attack their personal life. So there again is illustration of the fake news where it's controlled by the intelligence community. It's been there for many, many years. And it was called Operation Mockingbird. Again, go online, do your own research. Don't listen to what we say and take it as fact. We try to give you the sources so you can go and see for yourself and make up your own mind. Okay. Now, talking about this, it's not just the mainstream media nowadays because we now have social media. We now have YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and they also are doing some things that how's the way to say this? It kind of molds what you're getting, the information you're getting from it.
They're filtering it, yes.
They're filtering it and they're censoring it. YouTube now, there's a CEO of YouTube did an interview with CNN, and they're now removing any videos that disagrees with their way of seeing things.
That disagrees with right CNN? Now,
yes.
What? Say that again.
YouTube. Everybody's disagree with CNN.
If you disagree with what YouTube's rules are, if it disagrees with what you're posting on YouTube, in other words.
But Rick, I'm just trying to understand here. Are you saying that their thing that they hold up as a role model of the truth is how things appear on CNN?
No, no. What I was saying is the CEO of YouTube did an interview with CNN.
Oh, where he was explaining that they were had rules for what's
they
what's
have
true,
rules
what's not.
For their so content.
So okay. You're listening or looking at the truth according to YouTube, not the truth according to a wide panoply of views.
Right. The one thing that they're doing right now that this CEO talked about is if you post a video that goes against the World Health Organization, it gets removed.
Yes,
holy
exactly.
Cow.
Yes, anything that has to do with the coronavirus has to be the talking points that they've approved. And so a lot of YouTubers that I watch who talk about it are getting by calling it a different name.
So we can't disagree with the World Health Organization, the same right. organization that Donald Trump, President Trump, decided not to give any of the U.S. taxpayer dollars to. That's how offensive he finds the WHO and how deceptive they are.
Now, yes. Right? She even said this also.
God.
If you're given medical information that's not accurate, like if you're telling people to take vitamin C or turmeric because it'll help you, that's not true. So you've got to remove that too. They're going to remove all that.
Oh,
so that's where we're at today. Free speech is gone. It's got to be their speech or no speech. Melissa?
Yeah, and I also just wanted to point out, talking about the World Health Organization, immediately after Trump defunded them, you'll notice if you go and look at the nightly news reports that they do a segment promoting what the World Health Organization is saying for that day regarding the virus. It's
right.
promoted more than the presidential daily briefing.
And this is all driven by globalist agendas. Brenda, yes. Real quick, we need to take a break.
Okay, I recommend that everybody read Connie Hanna's Trump report this week. She reams the World Health Organization.
Hooray, hooray.
Okay, we'll talk some more about that when we come back. We want to hear from our sponsors now, and we urge you to please go out, visit our sponsors. Moore's Barbecue's got drive-thru. You can pick up your food right there and just enjoy it at home. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. I hope you're enjoying the conversation. I know you're probably tired of hearing about coronavirus.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on from that. We did talk a little bit about the Mockingbird media, there's plenty of examples of that online. Just use that search term, Mockingbird, Operation Mockingbird. You'll find all kinds of information out there. I'm going to talk a little bit about something else, and that's the relief that the government has provided for so many people. How about also the relief that the government has provided for all the Ivy League schools? Many people may not be aware of the fact that Princeton and Yale and Harvard, they got millions of dollars in this coronavirus bailout, is what it's being called.
Trump told Harvard they cannot accept any funds.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Prestigious universities, including Harvard, are among beneficiaries of $14 billion. That's how much they got. Part of the Senate's $2 trillion stimulus package to keep businesses afloat. And Cornell and Columbia will receive the most, gaining $12.8 million funds each. And, of course, Senator Ted Cruz came out and branded it as ridiculous, $40 billion endowed Harvard's bailout. And it goes on to talk about higher education institutions have been apportioned $14 billion of the aid under the CARES Act. And then it breaks them down, each one. On the top, private schools, Cornell and Columbia will receive the most at $12.8 million each. Cornell's based in Ithaca, New York, and has an endowment of $7.3 billion, while New York City-based Columbia boasts $10.9 billion. They can't evidently use that money. They have to have our taxpayer money.
Yeah.
And it goes on. Let's see. Pennsylvania. They are getting $9.9 million. They have an endowment of $14.7 billion. Harvard is getting $8.6 million, and they have an endowment of $40.9 billion. Yale's getting $6.8 million. They have an endowment of $30.3 billion. So these universities have billions of dollars banked away, but they're not able to survive this virus. They can't continue to go on, so they need taxpayer money. Comments on that?
Taxpayers don't have any money.
That's why we don't have any either. This isn't the first time this has been.
In the daily briefing yesterday, a reporter did ask about that, and Trump stepped forward and said that he will tell Harvard that they must give it back. It was apparently just brought to his attention that so much money had gone to these schools with such high endowments. So we'll see what he does with that.
Right. Well, see, this is the problem you have when you can't pass a bill that's less than 1,000 pages long and only covers one topic. It's this is why you can't pass a bill in 1 or 2 days, because certain individuals don't want to allow it on the floor until they can get all the things that they want included in the bill. And this has been going on and on and on. And I'll be so glad to see if someday we can get to the point where it's a requirement that the bill has to be no larger than a certain number of pages, and it has to be available for a specific period of time and must be read before it is voted on.
Agreed.
Yep.
All these things that are embedded into these bills, it's just ridiculous. And we all know, like the Kennedy Center, you know, we all love art. We like music and all. But was that really a priority? I don't think so. And I just saw a report just before we started recording on the news. This guy's got a hair, he's got a beauty salon. And of course they had to shut down, let all their hairdressers go. And he applied for the benefit to be able to continue the payroll. And he got approved for it. So money started to come in, and he contacted his employees to, you know, let them know, okay, I got approved, I can continue to pay you. And guess what surprise he got?
They didn't have the money.
No, they don't want to come back to work.
Yeah, they didn't want to come
back. They don't want to come back. They were getting $20 an hour, and they can make more now staying home unemployed on unemployment. Some of them as much as $200 a week more that they make on unemployment rather than coming back and going to work. Now, the other part is he got the loan. The only way that it gets forgiven is if he pays them. He has to continue to payroll, Rainer.
Why can't he just pay them and say that they're making fraudulent claims on unemployment? I mean, really, there shouldn't be that push me, pull you in the bill. It's ridiculous that they pile money into the unemployment pot, but there ought to be a way to cope with it. And it seems to me if he sends them checks and pays them, then their claiming to be unemployed is fraudulent. And we need to go after that.
Right. And then here's the other thing about the fake news, the media. Who are they blaming for all this?
Trump.
Trump didn't write those bills. Trump didn't put those things in those bills. But, oh, yes, Trump signed those bills. Well, what choice did he have? He knew the American people had to get some relief. So, yes, he signed the bills. Did he approve of everything that was in there? I don't believe so. I really don't think so. But, you know, that's the position we're in at this point in time. And I think that that's one good thing that may come out of this is that we're going through a reset. The way things have been done in the past, we're going through a reset because down the road, things have got to change. Melissa?
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with that. And I think that was Trump's whole, you know, his whole point. So hopefully 4 more years, we'll see if he's able to put those into effect. I wanted to comment on that same news program that you obviously watched, that I watched before we got on there. Did you see the report they did where Cuomo gave his opinion about reopening and all that? Governor Cuomo.
No, I didn't see that.
So Governor Cuomo is doing his daily press briefings as well. And a segment was put up of, you know, they're just really pushing Governor Cuomo hard on the news segment. So y'all need to ask yourself why with the upcoming election. But also, they're asking his opinion on everything. He gave his opinion, but I saw the entire news briefing earlier today, and this was not reported at all on the nightly news. And I just want you to think, if it had been, let's say, Trump or a Republican governor, if this would have been reported. In his briefing, a news reporter asked him, she said, you know, can you hear those protesters outside? They are protesting for you to reopen. They have to get back to work. And they can't pay their bills. The money's not coming through. You know, they're apparently, the unemployment's not being paid yet. They don't have the money. And he snaps at some point at the reporter. He said, what I would say is tell them to go get a job as an essential worker. Then they can pay their bills. And she said, but no one is hiring with this. And he said, yes, they are. People are hiring. You can be an essential worker, go out and work, and then you won't kill anybody. I don't know why the label essential worker makes you immune. I mean, as far as I know, it doesn't.
No.
So that was a stupid comment. But, you know, you're going to tell someone who is, you know, like what, you know, that builds houses and now they're not building houses or doing any work because of, you know, people don't want them in their homes to do any work. You're going to tell them to what? Go be a nurse?
Right. Well, I think the terminology he used was he snapped. And I think that's very revealing on how they do not want to be questioned. They are the authority and what they say goes. And if you question them, that's the reaction you're going to get. Mm-hmm. All right.
It was incredibly rude and disconnected from
reality.
Obviously, the population and how they feel. It was, and so I can just imagine, had Trump done that today, it would have been the lead story.
And at the same time,
at all.
At the same time, news stories of his brother, who is supposed to have the virus and been quarantined, is coming into his beach home down around Kitty Hawk. He's flying into the Wright Brothers Airport down there. He's been spotted numerous times. Of course, that's just a news report. Hal, we're going to take a quick break and then come back and wrap up, okay?
Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com or email Hal at cctaxpayers.com. That's Hal, H-A-L, at cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact Hal at cctaxpayers.com.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Wake up! Have you seen what's happening to our country? Do you wonder why our elected representatives haven't done anything? Maybe they haven't heard from you. You do know that yelling at the radio or TV doesn't get their attention, don't you? But getting involved with a grassroots group like CCTA does. We're Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and we have a proven track record of getting things done in local and state politics. Won't you consider joining the fight? Visit cctaxpayers.com today and click on the donate button while you're there.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Hal, you had your hand up before we went to break. Do you remember what it was?
No, but I do remember that it was the governor of Virginia that went down to Kitty Hawk.
That's right.
Personal airplane and everything.
I stand corrected. Both those stories ran back to back, and I just confused them in my mind. It was the governor of Virginia flying into Kitty Hawk to his beach home, not the governor Cuomo's brother.
Yeah, what I really wanted to mention, the reason I had my hand up, is that we had our first, very first virtual meeting of the public. Our public meeting, it's, you know, comes on the third Tuesday of every month. We usually have it at the Stanley Hall Ballroom at 7 o'clock in the evening. Well, this time we held it virtually, and it was a tremendous success. I was just, Trick, you did a wonderful job of hosting that, and it was beyond my expectation, to tell the truth. We had visitors from all across the state. There was somebody that was there from Charlotte, and somebody out in the western part of the state, and a lot of people tuned in that you know, that we don't normally get to talk to. And that, I thought that was just a tremendous meeting. It turned out to be great. So anyway, congratulations on that.
Right. And I think we're going to continue to do that even when we go back to our regular meetings, do it to augment the physical meeting. We'll be able to still continue to reach across the state and have other people participate.
Yeah, I also wanted to remember that Mary is on, Right Wing Granny is on the show 107.1. With Lockwood Phillips. She comes on at 6:45 on Tuesday evenings, isn't that right?
6:40, 6:45, around there.
Right. Okay. And since you mentioned it, our virtual meeting last night, we had Major Dave Goetz give a report on the findings where he's been researching the State Board of Elections election results files and finding a lot of discrepancies, changes, and it was a very revealing. We had State Representative Keith Kidwell was participating in the meeting, and he made a promise to Major Dave that if he'll get him some of those more significant facts, that he will go to the State Board of Elections and demand answers.
He also wanted him to do a short video to present as well, a short video to present to him as well. So I think they're getting what did you say, locked and loaded for it. I believe they'll give the earful to the Board of Elections.
Right. So that's how effective grassroots activities can be. And folks, I want you to understand that CCTA, besides doing this radio show, we have our monthly meetings, as Hal mentioned, the third Tuesday of every month. We have those. The second Monday of every month, we have our business meetings. And of course, you're invited to come and participate in those also. You won't have a vote unless you're a member, but membership is only $15 a year. And Rainer will be glad to sign you up, or Bob. Rainer is our membership chairman, and Bob is our treasurer. So
you're absolutely right about both of us, right, Bob?
Yes.
So there's all kinds of ways you can help in the grassroots efforts. We have numerous committees. We have education committees. We have watchdog committees. If you attend your local meetings, like your alderman, your county commissioners, your school board, and you'd like to provide reports back, you can get in touch with Hal, and that's Hal at cctaxpayers.com. Rainer is Rainer at cctaxpayers.com, and they'll be glad to help you out. Real quick, Rainer.
Also, anybody who likes to write and it is conversant with any of those types of subjects, anything that has bearing on things that come up in our mission statement, I'd love to have more people, more CCTA members who are willing to make a written contribution, an article here and there. It would be most welcome.
Right. And she's talking about in the County Compass newspaper, we have a page where we publish articles on a weekly basis. Also, we put articles up on our website. We also gather together as groups and go to Raleigh to confront and speak with and support at times our legislators, and to hold them accountable and just to encourage them. So we could really use your help, and you can find out more about us on cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. And while you're there, don't waste your trip. Go up there and click on the donate button. We could really use the help right now, and trying to continue what we're doing and expand our operations, like with the virtual meetings. We're using the Zoom platform. It looks like it's something we're going to do on a regular basis. Anybody have any closing comments? I think we got 2 minutes left.
No, I think it's just been a very good show. Folks, you just need to go out and do your own homework. Also, just don't just trust us. Yeah, go out and do your own homework on what's the truth behind what the media is telling you.
And if you find that we have said something that is erroneous, send us your source information. Contact us on the website. There's a feedback form. Or again, it's Rick at cctaxpayers.com, Hal at cctaxpayers.com, Rainer at cctaxpayers.com, or Bob at cctaxpayers.com. Now, if you want to come on the show and contribute, if you have something to share, contact us also. Diane?
Yeah, real quick. Yesterday there was a reopened North Carolina protest in Raleigh, and it was a success. We've all seen pictures on Facebook and other social media. I personally did not go. I wish I did. But the News and Observer apparently was offended by the protest and took pot shots at them and said they were selfish, Their motives were selfish. So if you're one of those people that put liberty first and want the state opened, be proud and be loud about it.
Let's go Tuesday the 28th.
Yeah, Diane, you'll have another shot at it this coming Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday the 28th, yes.
I'm there.
All right, see ya.
Okay. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed the show today and hope you will go out and visit our sponsors, help keep our local businesses going during this time, and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. That's all the time we have for today. Hope you'll tune us in again next week, and we look forward to hearing from you then.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are rightwinggranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. Jay Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.